Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. It is good to be here. Thank and praise the Lord for another day. I trust that everyone had a glorious and a victorious week into the weekend. I thank and praise the Lord. Well, his daylight saving time again, had to set the clock again. But nevertheless, I just thank and praise the Lord for being here. I do every day. To me, it's a new day with the Lord, a new adventure with the Lord. And I just praise God for salvation. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life, what he's doing in my family life. I thank and praise the Lord. On yesterday, we were with Apostle Gwenda McIntyre, Lifeline Ministry in Lancaster. I thank and praise the Lord. My son, Pastor Ray, out of Newport, Virginia, he ministered on yesterday, and it really was a blessing. I got to spend a little bit of time with him and his beautiful wife, my daughter-in-law, Danette Miller. So it was just a grand time, and I tell you, God is moving whether we want to believe it or not, but in the midst of that, the enemy is moving too. Come on, somebody. We've been talking on, we started off in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, when he was talking about how the Holy Spirit speak as precious that in the last days, many going to depart from the faith, and they're going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. We're going to continue to go with that because the Bible is so fulfilling. You know, ever since the beginning, the devil have went to extreme measure to try to get the saints of God, where he started with Adam and he succeeded with Adam and Eve. He had them to doubt, but really had them to disobey what God said. He even said to Eve, did God say? And the enemy always try to twist us up, confuse us when it come down to what God's word say. That's why it's so important as born-again believers, we need to get in the word. And we need to know God for ourselves. And that's not dishonoring or disrespecting your pastor, anything. But the Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Y'all, we are in the last of the last days. Well, the last day started when Jesus ascended on high, you know. But we closer now than ever, according to the scriptures. When you go in Matthew 24 and read, we see the scripture being fulfilled right before our face. You know, a lot of people and the enemy have continued to want people to believe that the Bible is not the word of God, but the Bible tells us that men was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. And you know, the men that God inspired to write it, they have went on, you know, but everything that they saying is coming to pass. So there too, again, like I said, we've been talking about departing from the faith, but really his apostasy. And what apostasy is, it means, I wrote the definition down. What it means, it means a falling away, a defection, a withdraw, or turning from what one have formerly turned to. And when you look around, the scripture, like I said, being fulfilled, it's kind of easy to start anything, even in relationships. Once you start a relationship, you got to know how to maintain it. And there's certain things that you have to do in order for two people to stay in a relationship, have a helpful and a fruitful relationship. They got to know how to maintain. They got to continue to cooperate with one another, communicate with one another. The Bible said, how can two walk together except they agree? And in order for us to continue a healthy, a fruitful relationship with the Lord, we have to do it through his word. And it's a lot of things, you know, the Bible talk about back then, the false teacher. I made mention the other day, you can't discern a false teacher by their clothes or what they wear. It's what they saying, it's what they preaching or what they teaching. Is it lining up with the word of God? That is so important. So we're going to continue with this because, as I stated, the Bible tells us that it's going to be a falling away. And it is a falling away, you know, but certain things take place in your life in order for you to fall away. It just like I said, in a relationship, if a husband and wife don't continue to communicate with one another, they can allow other things or other people to get in their life and detract him. That's why you have infidelity. That's why you have divorces. And y'all, so it is when it comes down to our relationship with God. And I understand better today more than ever why it's so important that we need to develop a relationship with the Lord. That is a must. You need to know God for yourself. And Jesus made it possible that we can have a relationship with the Trinity. You know, it is so important, and we're going to continue to talk about apostasy because, like I said, it's here. It's here, you know. And this what Paul was, and this what Paul was saying to Timothy. Amen. This what he was saying to Timothy, that Timothy needed, and Timothy was dealing with a lot of false teachers. Hear me good. He was dealing with a lot of false teachers, and some of them were really trying to take advantage of Timothy. Here's in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. They was really trying to take the advantage of Timothy because he was a young pastor, and they thought it was they saw it and took it as an opportunity to mislead him. And even when Paul wrote him from prison, Paul told Timothy that God had not given him the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, because he would be intimidated by these false teachers. And as I stated, you can't discern a false teacher by their clothes. But you have to, you be able to discern or distinguish them by what they're saying. Is they sticking with what the word of God say. And we want to put more emphasis on that. Anyone that tune into the broadcast, you know, I'm very firm about believing and trusting what God's word say. It's a lot of teaching out here, and some of it I don't agree with it because it don't agree with the word of God. You know, I'm a person, I used to read a lot of books, and I still read books, but I found that even in reading books, you have to be cautious because some of what you read it or what people done wrote, it don't line up with the word of God. The enemy go to extreme measure because he do not want us to stick with the word. Y'all, the word of God works. The word of God have the ability and the power to transform our lives. You know, I'm telling you, the word of God have the ability, the power to transform our life, just like the name of Jesus, because Jesus spoiled principality. The Bible tells us in his name, everything that Jesus did and everything that Jesus was while he was on this earth, his name represented. That's why he told him, he said, in my name, you can cast out devils. You can lay your hand on the sick and they shall recover. You know, the name of Jesus is so powerful. We as born-again believers, been given the authority to use his name. And the Bible, even when the disciples, when Jesus sent the first disciples out, and when they come back, they was excited because demons were subject to them in the name of Jesus. And there too, again, we as born-again believers, we got to stick with the word. I'm still in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and from the King James Version, he said, now the Spirit speak expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of the devil, And I'm telling you, some people is being led away or drifting from the written word of God because a doctrine of the devil, you know. That's why it's good. It's nothing wrong with listening at other minister, but make sure what they saying is lining up with the word of God. And that's something the Lord taught me at an early age when I first got saved in ministry. He always told me, he said, if you can't find it in my word, don't receive it. And this is what Paul said about the Galatians. When they had started out with the Lord, but they allow other Jews to get in there and try to get them back in legalism and try to get them away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we got to be careful because when we operate in the Word of God and stick and say with the Word, read the Word. Believe the word, meditate on the word, and say what the word of God said. His power in it, I'm telling you. You know, if you're not seeing people being delivered and lives being transformed, my brother and sister, you might need to check what you've been preaching or what you've been teaching. Come on, I know this might not sound right, you know, but as a prophet of God, and I found out, as a prophet of God, our assignment is to prepare the people for the second coming of Christ. And in other words, our assignment is to let the people know and make sure the people is still sticking with what God's word say. And like I said, it said, now the Spirit speak expressly, come out the Holy Spirit in the last days. They shall depart from the faith, given he. When it said they departed from the faith, it's telling you they begin to allow themselves to lose focus on what God said in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I said, anyone, like I said, have tuned into this broadcast regular, you know I'm big on the word of God. I'm big on that. I hear a lot of people saying this and saying, but I ask them in a minute what the word say. I was in this conversation with this minister from Pennsylvania, and, you know, I was sharing with him how so many people got complacent after the pandemic. We still have some people haven't returned to the church. Now, we do have some churches that's really shut down, but even some of the ones that open now, some people that got so complacent, they rather sit at home and watch it on the internet. And the enemy want a lot of people to believe that the same spirit of what people experience, they're going to the building or going to the church, they experience the same anointing. That is not true. The Bible tells us that many, Jesus said, many will praise me with their lips, but their heart will be far from me. You know, you might can jive a getaway with people, but God know your heart. And that's something the Bible tells us, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. And we living in a time the enemy wants people to think they can outsmart God. No, you can't. He created you. He allowed us to come through our parents. So, you know, he made sure a man and a woman come together. That's the way a child come through. But you and I need to realize you can't jive God. God looking at your heart. God looking at the motives. Why you do what? What is your motive for saying it? What you doing? And there too, again, we're living in the hour, and Jesus said that deception was going to be so bad if God don't shorten the days, the very elect going to be deceived. James said on one occasion, he tell us, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer of the word. Amen. And I'm reading this. I'm going to go to the Message Bible with 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. That's my foundation scripture. He said, the Spirit make it clear that as time go on, some are going to give up their faith and chase after their money illusion, putting forth by profession lies. These lies have lied so well and for so long that they lose their capability for truth. And there too, again, that's why I said, make sure whoever teaching the word, make sure what they saying to you lining up with the word. when Jesus was led of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil in the wilderness, the way Jesus overcame the temptation, he kept saying what was written. He never allowed his emotion to speak for him, but he said what was written. And the enemy got to the point, he even used a scripture. And Jesus began to tell him, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. But that's why it's so important to get in the word of God and read the word, find out what the words say. And that's the way you deal with those negative thoughts. Paul said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. Come on, somebody. He tells us that we have to get our mind, and you got to keep your mind renewed. Come on, somebody. You got to keep your mind renewed, because you're going to continue. We're going to continue to have thoughts, negative thoughts. We're going to continue. The enemy going to continue to try to inject thoughts in our, inject thoughts, and God do the same thing. But you got to know how to discern what is God's voice, which is not God's voice, and which is Satan. And that only come through knowing what the words say. I'm telling you, this is so important. Do you hear me? This is so important. I read that from the Message Bible. I'm going to go on and read it from the Amplified. And we're going to get into the what we share. And as I said, we've been talking about how many going to depart from the faith. Come on, somebody. But my foundation scripture today going to be coming from Acts. But I want to read this verse. I'm trying to find Timothy. I'm in my Amplified. Hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord for you tuning in today. I know I went into the teaching. Y'all, I pray before I come on the air. That's something I do. I always pray and plead the blood and come against interference and detraction. And I ask you to do the same thing. You that tune into this broadcast and any broadcast, you know, be prayerful. I always ask God, tell God, I want to hear today. God, give me ears so I can hear what you're saying to me through your servant. Holy Spirit, open up my spiritual eyes so I can behold wonders out of your laws. You know, I tell people when I go in the service and thank and praise the Lord for Pastor Ray, that minister so good. God gave him a rhema word for the service. And even though he was my son, but I was not tuning in on that's my son. I was tuning in on, and I pray, God, I want to hear. I want to hear today. You got a word for me, and God did. God, I was ministered to by the word that God had not put it in my son's mouth. And I praise God for it. You got some people, they because of the color of your skin or who you are, they don't even want to hear you preach. Y'all, that's sad. That's part of deception. It's not about that individual, but it's the anointing. It's the spirit that is in that person, and that's what we need to focus on, you know. And that's what I had to learn that. God, I want to hear what you're saying through the individual. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the spirit is saying to the church. Whether it's a, how can they hear unless it's a preacher? So it's that vessel that the Spirit of God is in that's speaking, but you need that. God, help me to hear today. I want to hear what you're saying to me through the woman of God. If it's a woman of God, a man of God, God, I want to hear. Holy Spirit, help me to hear today. But if you some people, well, I'm going to listen at the word today. Be prayerful. I was talking to one of my this prophet this morning, they were telling me prayer opened the door. That means somebody got faith in prayer. Okay, First Timothy 4, I'm in the Amplified. He said, but the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declared that in the latter time, some would turn away from the faith, giving attention to illusion and seducing spirits in doctrine that demon teaches. Well, some people might say, well, prophet, how is that possible? Well, the Bible tells us that one day Jesus was having a discussion with the disciples, and he asked them who that means and who that they said he was. Well, some said Jeremiah the prophet, and, and they would say another thing, and one, and God spoke through Peter. And the Lord gave Peter the revelation, and Peter said, thou art the Christ. Jesus complimented Peter. He said, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but your Father from heaven revealed it. Okay, but Jesus continued to tell him what was going to happen to him in a few days, how he was going to be crucified and how he was going to raise up. And Peter pulled him to the side, and Peter really rebuked Jesus and said, Master, this is not going to happen. Jesus turned. And he said, Satan, get behind me. Because Jesus were able to recognize it, that the enemy had influenced Peter to tell Peter that it wasn't going. So Jesus dealt with that spirit that Peter allowed to influence him. And y'all, we can be, and I said this so many times on this broadcast, we can be influenced by the devil and we can be influenced by God. But the way you're going to be able to discern what is God and which is the devil, what is you, when you know what the words say. I can't put no more effort I'm putting on it. When it comes down to the word of God, you need to read your Bible. You need to find out what he said. And when you read it, embrace it, meditate on it, put faith and confidence in it. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Acts. I told you I want to go to Acts because we're going to really, that's really my foundation scripture for today. But I'm still talking about departing from the faith and heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. You don't just get with some because you said it, you know, so and said it. And like I said, I'm not telling you to dishonor, disregard what your leader's saying, but it is important to know if what they saying do not agree with the Bible, you don't have to accept it. Oh, Lord, I'm getting in trouble. I can sense I'm getting in trouble. But you got to realize every leader, every fivefold minister gift, the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, I tell them because I do mentor some leaders, and I tell them, know for certain the Bible declared you going to give an account for what you give it to God people. Don't take that lightly. Don't think you can just run in there and say anything to people and it's okay. According to the Bible, you're going to stand before the judge. You're going to give an account for what you're saying to God's people. You know, we live in a time, it looks like it's a glamorous thing to have 20 or 30 churches, and I'm not jealous. If that's what God called you to do, if that's your assignment, yet good. But you need to know you're going to give an account for what you're saying to God's people. All of us is. Parents, you're going to give an account the way you're raising your children, the way you treat your spouse, the way the husband treat the wife and the wife treat. Y'all, the Bible saved us. And sometimes people don't want to talk about that. I ministered that ain't been too long ago. A lot of people got they heaven in their view, but they don't have judgment in their view. God might allow me to share it over the air. But in Acts, it's in Acts the first chapter. We're gonna go to that 40 verse. Acts the second chapter. Forgive me. I'm in Acts the second chapter. And this was after the Holy Ghost came down on the day of Pentecost, and it was saying how one of the disciples stood up and were preaching the word, and how they was talking about what God had did. Well, really, it was Peter. Peter was telling them, you know, but the point I want to make, I want you to look at the 40 verse for time's sake. He said, with many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received his word. To my Peter was baptized in the same that day. But that, I want you to look at the 41 verse. He said, then, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. I'm in Acts, the second chapter. I started at the 40 verse. I'm in the 41 now. It said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and that same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. It was what Peter was saying. Listen, the anointing of God got to be on your message. The grace and the anointing of God have to be on your message. But also, you got to have a heart that want to really hear truth. You got the one, and Jesus is the truth. You know, a lot of people trying to say Jesus ain't the only way to get saved or the only way to go to the Father. These are doctrine and teaching of the devil. The Bible tells it in Jesus, it's only one way to the Father. That's Jesus. It's only one name that we can be saved. It's Jesus. It's through what Jesus did, through his coming, death, burial, and resurrection. Don't let nobody deceive you. That's why I'm saying, like I said, rightly divide. I'm not telling you to dishonor, disrespect your leader, but I'm saying if that leader is not teaching you and what they saying is not lining up with the word of God, you do not have to listen at what they saying. No, God ain't asking you to disrespect them, but you could just say, Pastor, that ain't what the word say. And we living at a time people act like you can't stand up and talk to your leader. Something wrong with that picture, okay? But he went on in that 41 verse. He said, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day that were added unto them about 3,000 souls. 42nd verse, that's what I really want you to look at. He said, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine. We supposed to, as minister of the gospel, we supposed to continue in the apostle doctrine. Because they doctrine, they teaching were based upon what Jesus came to do and what Jesus successfully did, what he did, you know. So I'm not against prosperity because you cannot receive Jesus and maintain a relationship with Jesus and you don't experience prosperity. Prosperity don't mean that you got $1 million in your saving or either your checking account, but prosperity is other words that God supply your needs. Come on, somebody. You know, and God never intended for everybody to be a billionaire. You got some people teaching, if you ain't got a house and two cars or what, yeah, that's the American dream, but that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that God would not have any to perish, but all come to the knowledge of truth. That's the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is saying you and I don't have to be bound in sin. Come on, somebody. We don't have to be bound to any habits or any addiction. Come on, somebody. But you don't have to be separated from God anymore. You don't have to allow the enemy to dominate you. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have to sit up in your house and be fearful. Come on, let the enemy torment you with fear. You don't have to sit up in your house and worry about how my needs going to be met. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. And we living in the time, it's a lot of fear. I ministered on this last week. It's a lot of fear on the land. You turn on the TV, all you hear is negative, 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 and things that bring fear. And I was reading some scripture earlier this morning when it was saying about when God told Moses and them, Moses told the people, I think it's in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, he was telling them to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. That was when Pharaoh was after the children of Israel, when they had exited Egypt, and they were faced with the Red Sea, and Pharaoh which were behind him. And God began to tell Moses to tell the children of Israel to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Somebody listen at this broadcast, if you done did all you know to do in and with your situation, the Bible tell you that you need to just to stand still. Stand still mean to be quiet. You know, I found out sometimes we can talk ourselves out to victory. Sometimes we need to just be quiet. If you're going to talk, God, I just thank you for deliverance. I thank you. Begin to say what God's word say. Because the Bible tells us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he tells us when you done did all, in evil days stand. But first he said you need to put on the whole armor of God. You need to know what God's word say. And sometime I learned we have to wait on the manifestation of our victory. But while we waited, we said what the word say about our situation when the temptation come to try to overpower you. Hallelujah. But he said, they continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Look at the 43rd verse. But the point I want to show you, his power in the word of God, his power in it. Come on, somebody. And as I say, the enemy wants you to believe it ain't no power in the word of God. I want you to believe that yeah, God ain't doing it no more. And honey, the word used to work. No. The word still works. Come on, somebody. Yeah, Prophet Miller telling you, God speaking through me to tell you, the word of God still works. The word of God still works. That's why it's so important that we need to get the word in us, you know, and I get by meditating, reading this word, you know, and like I said, I was talking to somebody, they would say, yeah, but even if people stand at home and watching the word on TV, they still getting the word. I said, they're getting delivered. Come on, somebody. I said, you know, I said, did God tell them to do that? Now, I can understand if someone can't get to the church or whatever due to their health-wise or whatever, you know, but some people, if you don't went out there and work 40 hours or whatever, and on Sunday, now the enemy, well, I'm just going to rest today. I'm tired. I'll watch it online. Y'all, come on. Come on. The Bible says, forsake and not to assemble yourself together. Now, come on, I'm not demeaning, you know, because I thank God for technology, because, you know, I thank and praise the Lord. I'm in my office, and I was able to, you know, connect with you that listen at this broadcast. I thank God for that. Rightly divide what I'm saying. But God will have you to go and join up with other believers. You can draw strength. And I don't know about nobody else. The anointed is different when you in that building, when you in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And like I said, it's the word said. But it said in the 43rd verse, it said, fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs was done by those apostles. And all that believed was together and had all things common, and sold their possession and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man have need. Those people heard the word, but it was anointed on what Apostle Peter was saying. Apostle Peter was talking to them about Jesus, what Jesus. Now, because if you look in the 38th verse, he said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus told those disciples to go in all ye world and preach the gospel. Preach what? What Jesus, the finishing work of Christ. You know, that's what he told him to preach. That's what he preached. You know, but he preached the whole counsel of God. And I'm telling you, if we get back to preaching the whole counsel of God, we're going to see deliverance like never before. We're going to see the Holy Spirit bring conviction. Come on. And that's the way it worked. But he was telling how, when he was telling the people, how does the Holy Spirit break people hard? Conviction came to the people. And people begin to receive receive the word, and it did. You can tell they were convicted because it said in the 43rd verse, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs was done by the apostles. And all that believed was together and had all things come. What they believed? They believed the word that came from Apostle Peter's mouth, and they put it into practice. They was doer. They didn't just hear the word, but they was doer of the word. Oh, my God, my God. And it tell you they had all things common. Look at the 46th verse. He said, and they continually daily with one accord. They continually daily one accord. But they was doing what? The word was being preached. They were still teaching the apostle doctrine, what God had revealed to those apostles. Well, not only the Holy Spirit really was confirming everything that Jesus told them. Because Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth come, he going to bring all that I said to you, remember. Other words, he was going to bring it, make it a reality to them. You know, the realness of it. Y'all, it's something about when the Holy Spirit make the word, or cause the word of God to be a reality. It be so real. You can't doubt it. You know, that's the thing I learned about. Whenever the Lord speak to me about something, bring enlightenment to me by the scripture, it be so real to me. I know that I know. It bear witness with my spirit. But like I said, my point is they continue dealing with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of men, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord add to the church daily such as should be saved. What was the Lord? What was they preaching that caused the Lord? It was the apostle doctrine. Come on, somebody. And like I said, it's power in the word of God. Do you hear me? Somebody said power. It's power. And I'm telling you, that's what caused it. Now, if you go to St. John, the 8th chapter, and there too again. See, the Bible said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God and with God. But then the Bible said the word came and dwelt among us and became flesh. Jesus, we're talking about Jesus, the word. And y'all, I'm telling you, examine yourself. See if you still operate, meditate, and read and being a doer of the written word of God. I hear some people say, you know, God doing a new thing and it ain't the word like it. God done changed word. No, he ain't. That's a lie from the pit. That's doctrine of the devil. No, he haven't. If he's doing the new thing, whatever the new thing God is doing, he's going to always line up with the word of God. And like I said, you hear me repetitious on this air, and I'm constantly talking about the word of God. The Bible tells us, God said in Isaiah, I watch over my word. No, he said it through Jeremiah, the first chapter. I'm sorry. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. God told Jeremiah that when he first called him into the prophetic. He let Jeremiah know, I'm going to make sure that word be performed. And we got to make sure what we preaching and what we teaching is the written word of God. The Holy Spirit is not obligated to do anything that I would miss if we're not standing by and sticking with the word of God. Hallelujah. And St. John, the 8th chapter, in St. John, the 8th chapter, and Jesus was dealing with some disciples, and they were Abraham's seed, and he would do, and it was saying some believed, and some didn't believe what he was saying. And he said in that 31 verse, then said Jesus, those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, the word of God have the ability, the power to set us free and keep us free. But you got to continue. We got to continue to cooperate with God's word in the Holy Spirit. You know, God is speaking, but I'm finding a lot of time, are we listening? A lot of time, I don't know about y'all, I had to learn that. I had to learn if I want to experience the abundant life, if I want to be victorious in life, when the Holy Spirit speak to me through God's word and telling me or giving me instruction about my situation, I got to do what he tell me to do. You know, the Bible tells us not to lean to our own understanding. And a lot of time in my own personal life, I learned this over the years of being saved. I had to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You know, if the Holy Spirit telling you to do something, you got to do it. He know what's best for us. And that's another reason for having the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit going to cooperate with the word. He ain't going to never tell you and I to do anything that's contrary to what's been written. But some of you got to make up in your mind, you know, I don't only believe the Bible is the written word of God, but I'm going to put it into practice. I'm going to trust that word. And like I said, I'm talking about many departing from the faith. They listen to that doctrine teaching of the devil, you know. Oh, it don't take all of that. Honey, you ain't got to go to church to get a word from the Lord. God's speaking to everybody. The same God told you and I to forsake not to assemble ourselves together. It's the same God said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He the same one that telling us to let not our heart be troubled. He the same one telling us to forgive. If we have all against forgive, that God may forgive us. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, this what the enemy been doing ever since day one, trying to get you and I to disbelieve and doubt what God's word say about us. Somebody, you listen at this broadcast and what you dealing with right now, that situation you dealing with, find out what God's word say about it. And begin to open your mouth and declare, God, you said this about it. Because I'm telling you, the enemy will torment you in your thoughts. What you going to do? What you going to do? And a lot of people being tormented in their mind now about the election. You know, a so-and-so get in. I mean, it's so much. And the enemy just tormenting people. And they taking what he said instead of finding out what God say. God is my source. You know. Pastor Ray said yesterday in this message, and it blessed me. He said, David said, I was old. No, David said, I was young, but now I'm old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken, neither they see begging for bread. Listen, God meant what he said, church. But I'm telling you, these apostles had souls. They were very successful. Yeah, they had a lot of persecution. Some of them died. They died a violent life. That's right. I know that. But let me tell you something. They turned the world upside down after they came out that upper room, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they went around talking about what Jesus did in their life, what they saw Jesus did, what Jesus accomplished, and that's why they had the signs and the wonder following them. And they was not trying to take his glory. Now, there is such thing that you can go cast out devils, you can prophesy. And Jesus, according to Matthew 7, and he said, I tell you, depart from me, I never know you, because you'll try to take, oh, look what I did. No, it ain't, you can't do nothing. We can do nothing to ourselves. But he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple, and ye shall know the truth. What? Jesus is truth, y'all. A lot of people at this truth, listen, if what people saying is truth and it ain't lining up with what is written, it ain't truth. Now, let me tell you this. Yes, they trying to write a new Bible, and they done took certain things out the Bible. I had somebody call me about that, about this new Bible and how they done took certain verses out. Well, listen, be careful. You got to be careful and let the Holy Spirit lead you. You know, because like I said, I read a lot of books, ask the Lord lead me. And it have been time I read a book and he said that, and it didn't agree with the word. The Lord told me to put it down, you know. And I'm telling you, you know. Make sure a different translation of the Bible. Make sure those translation is lining up with what's written, you know. Because the gospel is the good news of Christ. And the good news, I don't have to stay in bondage. I don't have to go to hell. I don't have to be tormented with the devil. I ain't got to be tormented with sickness and disease. Yes, it's in the word. But listen, you got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. I can't say that enough. But he was telling them, because they were telling me, well, let me read. He said, they asked him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How said that ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, saying, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abide not in the house forever, but the son abide forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, how did Jesus make us free? It's because of how what he did while he was on the earth. You can tell sickness when it attack your body. Father, I thank you. Jesus, you said whoever the Son set free. Jesus freed me from sickness and disease by the stripes he took on his body. Now, by faith, I believe and I receive what Isaiah 53:5 said he did. So by the authority in Jesus' name, in the blood of the Lamb, I am free from pain. I am free from, yes, you can do that. What he's saying to right here, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And the way we be free today is by saying what Jesus said and having faith in his name. But I'm telling you, a lot of people done got away from what Jesus said. I mean, what he said and what he did. Oh, it don't take all of that. I tried it. It don't work. Did you have faith and confidence in it? See, the enemy going to always, as I stated in the beginning, the enemy going to always try to give you and I a reason not to believe what the words say. Even in Hebrews, when they was experienced heavy persecution and all of that, the writer told them to hold fast to the profession of faith without wavering. Their confession was very important. And the Bible said, and they trials and what they were going through, it was terrible. Some of them were being cut off. They were talking about the heavy tribulation how some of them were, babies were being cut out of their body. They was attacked by animals. Because at that time, a lot of people were fighting the Christians, like some of the Christians now in certain countries I'm hearing about. They being persecuted for their faith, you know. And I'm telling you, get with the word and stick with it. But they was telling him that they was Abraham's seed. Y'all, I'm telling you, Jesus experienced in those first apostles, the first church, you know, they really experienced a lot of temptation. What some of us experienced and now it's nothing compared to what they experienced. But he said, if the Son, I'm in the 36th verse, John 8 and 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word have no place in you. Now you see, here Jesus. Well, you see, God had to reveal to you and open your eyes up about Jesus. Some people know of Jesus. Come on, but have a personal relationship with him that they don't have. Some people, they know of God. They hear of God. But Jesus made it possible that we can have a relationship with the Father in him. He made that possible. Come on. I tell anybody, if you don't know him, you need to get acquainted with Jesus. That is so important. You need to get acquainted with him. And I mean, you know, you can do it daily. You know, it don't happen overnight, but you can grow. You can develop that a relationship. It has to be developed. It's a process to it. But what are you talking about? I'm talking about how so many people, I'm still talking about First Timothy, the fourth chapter in that third verse. Don't be yielding to teaching of the devil. And the way you know it, this false teaching, and we got false teaching going on right now. If it's not lining up with the word and it's not bringing deliverance and transforming your life, you better check that. Something wrong with it. Because the word of God, Jesus even said on one occasion, he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. The word of God have the ability. Come on, somebody. I'm in the word. But he was telling them, if y'all said that y'all Abraham's seed, but y'all seeking to kill me because my word have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father. And we're going to read on that. He's going to tell them their father is the devil. They're going to really get mad at him. See, the Bible said everybody said, Lord, Lord, don't mean that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. Come on, somebody. Y'all, we in that hour, in that time. You know, some people that misinterpret the grace message. Grace is not a license to sin. Paul even said it. He said, now that we have grace, shall we continue in sin? He said, God forbid. But you got a lot of people, oh, we got grace now, honey. I can willingly sin. That is not God. Jesus even said in St. John the 15th chapter, he said, my father, husband, you know, and y'all the branches. He said, when you abide in me and I abide in you, my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. A lot of times people is not receiving what the word said that belong to them because they done add all this other stuff trying to live it. No, you can't live any kind of way. People don't want to hear, but I'm telling you the truth. Yes, everything we do it by faith. We don't do it by feeling. God, you said it. I believe it. That's so. Now, you might have to say that numbers of times to get your flesh to cooperate or submit. Flesh is a mess. God never intended for us to be led by our flesh. Our flesh have desires that are contrary to what God's word say. God always intended for a man to be led by his spirit. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Apostle Paul said, I always keep my flesh under subjection that when I don't preach out, I won't be a castaway. We're supposed to be led by our spirit. But when Adam and Eve did what they did, then they start being led by their flesh. Okay? I'm in that 38th verse. He says, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the work of Abraham. What do you mean? Abraham lived it according to faith. Abraham believed what God said to him about him and Sarah. Yeah, in the beginning, he kind of wrestled with a little doubt. But in Romans, it tells us that Abraham staggered not with the promise of God, but he growed in faith. His faith got stronger in God because he continued to give God the glory, and he found out that God was worthy to do what God said he would do. Caused him to grow in faith. Better yet, his faith got stronger. The 40th verse, but now you seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. They trying to tell Jesus that Abraham sinned, but the way they would treat Jesus, they would treat him according to the way, the characteristic of Satan. Come on, somebody. Y'all hear like, oh, I know God. How you talking about you know God and you, I hate so-and-so. And Apostle John said, he said, how you going to say you love God and you hate your brother? Y'all see, we got to get back into this word. We got to make sure that your life it bear witness of what the word say. You doing what the word say. And this is what was going on with them. They were trying to tell him, we Abraham, see, they weren't acting like, no. Let me read on this, 12:51. Look at the 41 verse. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then say they to him, we be not born a fornicator. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Jesus, y'all father is the devil. And see, a lot of people, they saying, I know God, I'm saving all of this, and you living any kind of, your lifestyle don't represent no God. But that's what I'm talking about, when the doctrine and the teaching of the devil. People departed from what the word say. The Bible tell you, you will know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their character. If you say you've been born again, you ain't gonna be out here fornicating and lying and fighting and doing, you ain't gonna be doing all of that. No. But we living in that time, the enemy got people, they done departed from, yeah, I'm still safe, honey. I go to church and I sing on the choir and you shacking and doing that, you no. He said, the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abound not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar in the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. And see, they want to kill Jesus, but they get sick. They said they were Abraham's seed, though. You're like, you got some people, I know I'm saved. I know I'm sanctified. And you shacking, you practicing sin. That is not of God. Well, you know ain't nobody perfect. Who told you that? Come on, somebody. Y'all listen, if you truly been born again, your lifestyle is different. No, even when we missed it. Y'all, I miss it sometimes, but I ain't intentionally doing it. I don't get out and try to practice a true born again believer. Don't do that. They don't go around, I hate so-and-so. They just get on my nerve. They just do that. Y'all, come on. Something wrong with that picture. It's not lining up with what the words say. You get the 45th verse. It's the, and because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He, listen what Jesus saying. He that is of God heareth God's words. That's something about if you truly been born again, you'll be able to discern God's word. You'll be able to recognize God's voice. Come on, you'll be able to we'll be able to recognize God's voice. Because sometimes now I have heard certain things, and I said, that ain't right. And sometimes as a minister of the gospel, I have said certain things, and I can tell when I done missed it. I have a check in my spirit. My spirit is letting the women know, and you missed that. You know, and I had to go back and get it and research the scriptures and find out to make sure. Y'all, I'm telling you, this is real. What are you saying? Don't give up on God. Some people done gave up on God. Because they know not the scripture. They don't know what God said about their situation. They done took on what somebody else done said, and it didn't turn out the way that you thought it was going to turn out. Let me tell y'all something. You can't figure out how God going to work your situation out. That's up to him. We are to believe and take him at his word and trust him. Well, what I do if it don't turn out right? You still trust him. You got to take on this him mindset. God, you know what's best for me. I'm going to trust you with this situation. God know what's best, y'all. But that only comes through you done develop a relationship with him. He is of God. He that is of God hears God's word. Ye therefore hear them not. Because he said, now if y'all know God, y'all will receive my word. Y'all don't know God. And like I said, these men claimed themselves to be Abraham's seed, but they were trying to kill Jesus. And Jesus tried to let them, but they were trying to understand it from the natural perspective. They were looking at how young Jesus was, and Jesus, Abraham talked about him, and Abraham did. But like I said, they were looking at things from the natural because they didn't have the right spirit. They didn't have the spirit of God. And they weren't willing to listen to what he said. And I'm telling you, in this hour, in this time, we, like I said, I'm talking about departing from the faith and he to doctrine and teaching of the devil. And I'm telling you, whatever you hear it in the name of the Lord, if it's not lining up with the word of God, you don't have to listen at it. I mean, you know, people, we living in that time now, people adding to the word of God, they taking from the word of God, and they wonder why we ain't seeing people lives is not being transformed. We ain't seeing people deliver people. That's why. Example what you say you believe or what you say in the Bible say, well, how do I do that prophet? You go back and find out what God's words say. That's what you do. You go back and find out. I done said it many times on the broadcast. One day I was praying, and the Holy Spirit told me to get up and open my Bible and start finding out what God say belong to me, and then I can have faith begin where you know what God's word said you can have. And I'm telling you, this is so important. We got people departing from the faith. They taking on this certain teaching that it's not of God. And we got to be very careful. If you want to know what God said, you got to get in God's word, find out what he say, and then you can declare it. Then you can pray it. But some of the stuff people saying, y'all, it's not lining up with the word. And people don't want to hear truth. The Bible tells we live in a time people don't want to hear sound doctrine. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for your word today. I thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit that been released over the airway to continue to bring enlightenment, continue to bring conviction. And Father, I bless you for it. I praise you for it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. I want to thank you again for tuning to the broadcast. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I trust that you would have a glorious day and remember, Jesus is Lord.